Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Hello, my name is John Hamilton. I'm Managing Director at African Energy, and I'm joined here at AEF 2024 in Barcelona by Calix Cambanda, who is Manager for Energy Policy, Regulation and Statistics Division at the African Development Bank. Calix, welcome. What I would like to start off asking you about is the partnership that was announced a couple of months ago between the African Development Bank and the World Bank to improve energy access with the African Development Bank specifically putting forward a commitment to have an additional 50 million people get access to electricity. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that and how it's going to work?
Yeah, thank you very much, first of all, having me here. Pleasure to be here. Yes, as you have rightly said, the president of the African Development Bank, President Adesina, together with the president of World Bank, President Ajay Banga, they have announced jointly to add 300 million people with access to electricity by 2030. This is within the sustainable energy goals, the SDG 7. So now what does it mean is that the two institutions have committed to accelerate the access to electricity within the African countries. So that means that some countries will need really to make extra miles to achieve as maximum as possible the aspirations of the targets. So now what we are doing now is to consult with the countries together with African Development Bank, together with World Bank, and agree on how do we arrive on those targets. And of course, it will not be African Development Bank and World Bank. There will be other key partners joining that effort. Yeah.
And this is a massive challenge. I mean, I know from the African Energy Outlook that you published that the increase in population that Africa is experiencing means that, you know, the problem of access to energy, in spite of the enormous efforts and contributions already being made, you know, still remains a really hard target to achieve. So how are you expecting then to bring in private finance, other finance? You mentioned other people coming in. How do you see that working?
Absolutely. We all know the public financing alone cannot help the countries meet those targets. So what we will be, our institutions will do is to discuss with the government to see what the public finance can do and what reforms or enabling environment factors and triggers are still there, needed to be made so that the private sector can come in. And we will be helping the countries to address those bottlenecks on the side of enabling environment, so that the private sector can also contribute to this effort. Definitely.
Okay, so reform, enabling environment, we're sort of moved on to your subject of specific expertise, which is the regulation of, yes, of power in Africa. And, you know, already we know about the target set forward by the bank and also by the African Union in terms of both the Continental Master Plan for the infrastructure and the African Single Electricity Market. So can you say a little bit more about how those schemes, in particular the Single Electricity Market, how that will help this target and the role that sort of regulation and harmonizing regulation will play in getting there?
Definitely, yeah. The African Development Bank is part of the supporting institutions to these efforts by the African Union Commission, particularly the Africa Single Electricity Markets. These Africa Single Electricity Markets supposes that all the African power pool have already the master plan in place, whereby there will be a kind of harmonization of this master plan at the continental level. But also, we need those master plan to enable the regional electricity markets. The approach this Africa Single Electricity Market has taken is to be based on the regional power pool markets. So that means we are supporting the regional power pools to enhance the regional electricity market, so that we have at the end the targeted Africa Single Electricity Market. On the aspect of regulation, as you have mentioned, the Africa Development Bank is working with all the regional regulators. We started with the regional regulator in SADC, RERA, and we are now working with a regional regulator in ECOWAS, regional regulator in COMESA, Southern and Eastern Africa, and then with ICAS. ICAS does not yet have a regional regulator. We are supporting them to establish the regional regulator, but also on the aspect of the regional master plan and other aspect of electricity market in the Central Africa region. So the key components of this support is to have harmonized regulatory frameworks across the region, among the member countries in each region. And at the end, there will be a harmonization across the regions. So harmonization of regulatory frameworks between the regions themselves. Currently, we are working with each region to harmonize first within the region. And then there will be a harmonization at the continental level. And it's extremely important because as we are talking about investment, particularly private investment, we can only increase the volume of investment if we are enabling the investment at regional level. This is how we can increase the volume, because some of the countries in Africa have small economies, so they can benefit of investment at regional level.
It sounds to me like quite a sort of intricate puzzle which you're having to coordinate and put together, because if I'm right, I mean, currently there's work going on harmonizing regulation with individual national regulators, and as you say, you're working with the regional regulators, you know, who have to work together with that, and eventually you can create a broader harmonization. But I mean, I imagine part of the role of the African Development Bank is to keep that ultimate objective in mind, because you need to know where you need to be heading in the same direction from the start, I guess.
Exactly. So but that's the objective. The objective is really to have, if an investor comes in West Africa, wants to invest, for instance, in one country in West Africa, in Togo or Ghana, the investor will know that the regulatory framework across that region is the same, and I can invest, I can put my IPP in a given country in West Africa, and I can export maybe through the power pool to all other countries. And I know that the regulatory framework allows me to have a power purchase agreement with the power pool, for instance. Yeah. Or if an investor, because now we are talking about private involvement in transmission. So now if an investor wants to invest in transmission, the regional regulator has to be ready with all regulation across the transmission aspect in the region, with the wheeling charges, what is the formula, etc. So those are the key issues we want to help regional regulators to address, to be ready for any investor that wants to invest at the regional market.
Yeah. And here at AEF, I mean, a lot of people from the whole industry and around the continent. Have you been encouraged? Are you sort of picking up signs that the wider market and participants are kind of coming into the plan that you've set out, and do you see progress?
Yeah, sure. Pardon. So we have, the bank is involved in financing project as well, private sector project, but also mainly public sector project. So we have seen that some of the investors encountered some challenges, particularly pertaining to policies and regulation. And those are the issues really we want to address, to help the countries and the region to address, so that you know, we reduce red tapes for investment in the sector. Yeah.
So and you're getting feedback and sort of working with participants. Sure.
So actually, we are not doing it only because of the initiative of bank. No, we are responding to the needs that are out there at the market, because we have observed bottlenecks. We are proactive in helping the countries and the region in addressing those bottlenecks. Of course, the trigger has been from market participants. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I wish you all the best with that. I mean, it's one of the most vital reforms that this market needs. And your support is vital to that.
Sure. So 2030 is very near. So yes, we need to accelerate efforts of everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.